Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlock because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Come here. What's the story with hating cyclists? I was driving in town there the other day, very slowly, you know yourself, and the old Al pointed out that I muttered something unrepeatable every time we passed some gormy on a bike. Next thing, life imitating art or whatever, I gets a tap on the roof of me motor. There's this lad peering in the window saying, "Your front tire's in the cycle lane there, bud," in a really nabby accent. No, I couldn't lose the rag with him, because he had a webcam mounted on his helmet, like the pure langer he is, like, you know. So I got out, started reasoning with him, in a very calm way, at first. This drove bananas altogether. He went puce in the face, started screaming, "You're nothing but a panic-killing norrie, bud." Instead of belting him, I said, "Peace and love, brother," like we used to do in Henry's, and let him on his way. But I'm consumed with anger ever since, and I don't want to battle it up. Do you think I should seek help or what? Don't you, Donnie? Blackpool.
That'll cost a fortune. Just nudge the next cyclist you see off the road. That always works for me. Only messing. Do seek help.
Now listen up, Paddy. I represent a group of gentlemen from the Middle East who will remain nameless unless you lodge $12 million into my bank account in Zurich, because I honestly think there's nothing I wouldn't do for money. Anyhow, these Middle Eastern gentlemen are rather upset at Roy Keane for suggesting the World Cup shouldn't be in Qatar due to what I'm sure must be misunderstandings about migrant workers and homosexuals. They've authorized me to tell you they're willing to pay for a new bridge in Cork City if you could only have a word with your man Keane and tell him to perhaps bend it like Beckham, if you get my drift, and focus on the bright side of life, as it were, in Qatar. I await your response. Lord Edmund the Servants Banker, London. And someone just gave me Bahrain.
Now listen up, Edmund. You should do your research. There is no way a person like myself would be swayed by a new bridge. Like, that's only going to make it easier for the Norries to get into town. Don't tell Roy.
It's getting tetchy on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who make their housekeepers queue for Black Friday deals. Orla underscore Volvo XC90 said she's found an agency in town where you can hire people for €10 an hour to queue overnight to get the must-have telly for €100. We all agreed that's a bit rich given that we only pay our au pairs €6 an hour with half an hour free Wi-Fi every night. But then Nikki underscore One Love wrecked the buzz in the group by saying, "We're a disgrace treating people like low-paid slaves, no better than the rulers of Qatar." Fifi underscore Loaded said, "I wouldn't mind being one of the rulers of Qatar, the money they're on." And we banned her from the group for being awful, while secretly agreeing with her because the Qataris own really nice bits of London. This started a lot of soul searching among the stunners. As Lola underscore Crookhaven put it, maybe it's time we started helping out those less fortunate than ourselves. For example, people who have to live in a semi-D in Ballinlock. No offence, Audrey. Anyway, we have decided to change our WhatsApp group to Douglas Road Stunners Who Wear an Armband to show solidarity with the less well-off. Would you like to come to our drinks reception on Saturday night? There's a good chance we'll ask you to hand out the canapes. Jenny Douglas Road.
Thanks for the invitation, but that sounds about as enticing as a job offer from Elon Musk.
Hello, it's Rosaline here from Bala Desmond. Jesus, lads, it isn't a great time to be a David Beckham fan or Stan if you're one of those gapshites who uses newfangled words for things because you're some class of a nerd who can't make friends in the real world. I'm the lifetime president of Bala Desmond Women Who Definitely Would with David Beckham. I haven't had a clean thought about him since 2004. We nearly had him over to a bring-and-buy sale in the hall a few years back, but they sent Gary Neville instead, and he was very nice and everything, but you got the sense he wasn't a huge fan of Bala Desmond. You'd swear we made him go to Knocknagree. Anyway, didn't I hear a commotion outside my house last night? And when I looked out, what did I see but a torch-bearing mob chanting, "Don't make a scene, Rosaline, Beckham is not welcome." I went out and started shouting, "Go back to Scatter Glen, ye shower of soap dodgers," until I spotted the ringleader was my so-called best friend, Berna, no less. Well, I reared up at her, but she stood there as stubborn as a stain in Kenturk, saying I had to disband the Beckham Appreciation Club because he was taking money from the crowd in Qatar. Do you think I should make a stand, Rosaline Bala Desmond?
Why don't you wear an armband in support of Beckham and refuse to take it off unless someone threatens you with the yellow card?
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.